Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friends, so glad that you're here to talk about negative thoughts, anxiety-producing thoughts, and most importantly, how we're going to stop them and begin to overcome them with the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, in John 14:26, Jesus told his disciples, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." You know, the Greek word in this passage is translated as helper. In the ESV, it's advocate. In the NIV, it's counselor. The meaning of this word relates to legal counsel. That means that the Holy Spirit provides counsel to us. Jesus knew he would be going away and that his followers, his disciples, would need the Holy Spirit as a helper and an advocate to remind them of his teachings. Therefore, when we're thinking about stopping these anxiety-producing thoughts, when we're thinking about stopping these negative thoughts, it's important that this isn't about us just having certain tips and tricks in our belt, which I am all for the spiritual disciplines and everything to put into practice. Okay, so we can live out this practically, but the Holy Spirit is what helps us, counsels us through the thoughts that we have, the negative thoughts, the anxiety-producing thoughts. And so the Holy Spirit is God's presence in the lives of the believers. This is what helps us to begin to heal, to begin to become aware, and to put on the new man, as it talks about in Ephesians 4, where we want to put on the new man and get rid of the old man, because the old man is dead, but the old man left behind beliefs and attitudes. And so now we begin to reconcile our new man. We have to renew our mind. We have to change things. 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" The Holy Spirit dwelling in you. Another scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 11. These are the things God has revealed to us by the Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts, except for their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So that means that God gives his followers the Holy Spirit so that we may know him better. Since the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, it knows the thoughts of God and reveals those thoughts to believers. This is why the role of the Holy Spirit is so important in our lives when we're thinking about stopping negative thoughts and overcome these anxiety-producing thoughts. We're not alone. We don't have to depend on ourselves, because a lot of anxious feelings that come about is worry. It's future thinking. It's creating stories that we perceive as real, but that may not actually be real. And so the Holy Spirit really helps open our eyes and guide us, right, into our inheritance in Christ. Jesus knew that his disciples would need the power to carry out the mission to witness to the entire world. You can learn more about negative thoughts inside of my spiritual growth mentorship, or you can just join us inside the Facebook support group to just have a basic understanding of things, but to go more in depth and more personal and personal coaching with me, especially, you want to join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. But I want us to kind of get into a little bit about what's happening, even in our body when these things are going on, these negative thoughts and these anxiety producing thoughts, is that oftentimes your body is preparing to protect itself from danger. It wants to flee because in some sense there is harm, right? It's sensing that you might be in harm. And I love how God created our bodies because it's designed to protect us. So when we have these anxiety producing thoughts or negative thoughts, your body will find ways to cope according to what you have hardwired it to believe. Therefore, when those beliefs get challenged, our fear response kicks in and it takes over, which is really our stress response. And then when we begin to operate from fear and stress, we start to lose our ability to reason and to think clearly. And over time, it can continue to compound when it's not addressed. So when we learn how to stop negative thoughts and anxiety-producing thoughts, it helps us to manage the anxious feelings that try to come because the prefrontal cortex, which is where we have a lot of reasoning, shuts down. It allows the amygdala to take over, which is why it shuts down all kinds of rational thinking. So we're not even thinking rationally. We're thinking fear response. We're thinking in our feelings, what's happening around us. Also, what's already been stored in our amygdala through our senses, what we see, what we smell, what we've touched and experienced before. So when we have these feelings that kind of take over, it's hard for us to reason our way out of them because we feel stuck and our amygdala has taken over and our prefrontal cortex has shut down. So in all, it's literally our brain being hijacked by the fear response. And that's why we cannot continue to ignore the things that are going on inside of us. We can't just stop and say, it's fine. This is the way it's supposed to be. No, it's going to take time. It's going to take intentionality. It's going to take abiding, which is action on our parts, to live out the truth, to walk in healing. Remember that fear is, it's a natural response to protection. And so when we're thinking about overcoming fear and learning to stop these negative thoughts and anxiety producing thoughts, is making sure we do not live in fear. So we don't want to pray away fear because fear is a natural response built into us, but we want to make sure we don't live from it. We don't want to live from a constant state of stress, fear, worry, anxiety, negative thoughts. And a lot of anxiety and negative thoughts come from identity, trust in God, and our relationship with God. It always goes back to how we view, how God views us, how we view God, and how we think God views us. So everything that's happened to you, friend, it's happened to all of you. Because you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. That means that it's happened to you on an emotional level, it's happened to you on a spiritual level, and it's happened to you on a physical level. And this is why it's important that you just don't throw scriptures at yourself to get rid of the negative thoughts. You're not just trying to memorize scripture. Yes, we need to have the word in our hearts, but this isn't just a task that you're doing. We want to memorize scripture out of relationship with Jesus so that when the evil comes and in this battle, because we're fighting a spiritual battle, that we have the truth in us that just comes out of us, right? So that is important. What I'm saying is that we're not memorizing scripture just to throw at a problem to try to take it away. And so again, if you want to learn about stopping negative thoughts or anxiety producing thoughts more in depth, we talk about this inside of my Spiritual Growth Mentorship. But three strategies right now that can kind of get you started that I'm going to touch on is containment. I want you to think about journaling, whatever it is that you're going through, being honest with God about your feelings, and this kind of being a really symbolic act of you talking with God about this, so that when you close your journal, you're leaving it there. You're not taking it with you. You're literally leaving the emotion, the situation in the journal with God. You're just containing it. You're putting it in the journal, you're closing the journal, and that is where it's going to stay so that you can process and go through it with trusted people and the Lord. Another one that I like is visualizing. And here's what's important is that God gave us an imagination. And it's very easy for our imagination to be used for the enemy. But I want you to picture yourself with Jesus. And I want you to think about his hand outstretched to you and taking every feeling from you that is not yours to carry, that is not a fruit of the Spirit. I want you to visualize yourself with Jesus. And I want you to see yourself walking with him. I know that's what I picture when I'm going through things. The Lord has given me a very specific image in my head that I often go back to. It's something that he gave me for me. And I know he wants to do this for you. So we need to just slow down, take a breath, activate the rest and digest side of the nervous system. We want to calm our nervous system. And this will help us to really spend time with the Lord too. And the third thing is do your ABCs to help stop with these negative thoughts or anxiety producing thoughts. And now these are just these strategies, containment and visualizing and ABCs are really, again, practical ways that we live out what we already know from the Word, meaning we're reading the Word about what is the fruit of the Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit's role in our life? What does God say about us? What does he say about anxiety and negative thoughts and the words that we speak? Now we get to put these to practice in our everyday life, even through spiritual disciplines. So A is the activating event. I want you to think about what was the event that activated these thoughts. Number two, well, B, I guess you should say in ABC. So A is activating. B is what were the behaviors that followed being triggered by the event? What did you do right after? What was your automatic response? And C, what is the consequence? How do I want to respond to the situation? So when this is happening, it could take you some time to get used to it, to put into practice, but it's just bringing yourself awareness and then giving yourself permission to ask, how do I want to respond? You're trying to get yourself out of the amygdala hijacking and into reasoning. What is an appropriate response? And this is where the Word of God stored in our hearts is going to come out and say, what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit here? Am I in anger and sinning? Or am I having righteous anger at sin and what is happening? There's a big difference. And so A is what was the activating event? What activated the trigger? B, what are the behaviors in you that followed? And C, what are the consequences? And this really helps you to take control of yourself, to become self-controlled without hurting those around you as well. It's just this Holy Spirit awareness. Because I think our feelings can feels so overwhelming that it makes it hard to discern between what is true and what is a lie. And that's actually something I talk a whole chapter about in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. But to stop negative thoughts, it isn't just about distracting yourself or memorizing more Bible verses to cover up the pain that you feel. You have to acknowledge the pain that something isn't right, bring it to the forefront, which often feels more painful than ignoring it. But as you begin to recognize it and acknowledge it, that is when you actually can begin to let it go and give it to the Lord. So again, you can learn more about this inside of my spiritual growth mentorship. But most importantly, I want you to know that you're not alone in this. And it's not something that's going to be easy, friend. I want you to know that it is going to take time and you're going to mess up. I mess up. I'm not perfect. I am just talking with you as a friend and letting you know, I get it. I get it. I want you to know that you're not alone. And I want you to know that you don't have to strive to make this happen, but that you can come from a place of rest. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective?
I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.